We are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, page 566, Shamati articles, article 46, the domination of Israel over the Klipot. Questions can be asked at Kaaba.tv. Chosen questions will be asked during the lesson. Article 46 on Shamati, the domination of Israel over the Klipot. Concerning the domination of Israel over the Klipot, and vice versa, the domination of the Klipot over Israel, first we must understand what is Israel and what is the nations of the world. It is explained in several places that Israel means internality, called the anterior kilim, the vessels, with which one can work in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker. The nations of the world are called externality, the posterior kelim, whose sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. The domination of the nations of the world over Israel is in that they cannot work in a form of bestowal and in the anterior kelim, but only in the posterior kelim. They entice the workers of the Creator to extend the lights below in the posterior kelim. The domination of Israel means that if they give power so that each and every one will be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, meaning only in anterior kelim, even if they extend chokhmah, wisdom, it is only in a form of a path to travel through and not more. Again, the domination of Israel over the Klipot. Concerning the domination of Israel over the Klipot and vice versa, the domination of the Klipot over Israel, first we must understand what is Israel and what is the nations of the world. It is explained in several places that Israel means internality, called the anterior kelim, with which one can work in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker. The nations of the world are called externality, the posterior kelim, whose sustenance comes solely from reception and not from bestowal. The domination of the nations of the world over Israel is in that they cannot work in a form of bestowal and in the anterior kelim, but only in the posterior kelim. They entice the workers of the Creator to extend the lights below in this posterior kelim. The domination of Israel means that if they give power so that each and every one will be able to work in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, meaning only in anterior kelim, even if they extend chokhmah, it is only in a form of a path to travel through and not more.
All in all, the two parts of the desire, I mean, where does it stem from? Certainly from the four phases of direct light. There are desires that belong to the root, Shoresh, Aleph and half of Bet. There is the other half of Bet, and then Zeranpin and Malchut. Where these first desires, they still have the light that is spreading and influencing the Kli. And in the other half, there is already the will to receive that is performing, actualizing the actions. That it wants to resemble the light, and therefore it performs the actions of the lower half of Bina is the planning, it's the Rosh, as we have the Ketel here, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. So up to half of Binah is the bestowal, the influence of the upper light. From that half of Binah and downwards, as we said, it's the decision and the response. And where does that stem from? Because Shoresh Aleph Bet, Shoresh Aleph and Bet, and here we have Gimel and Daled, not Zeranpin and Malchut. Gimel and Daled. Are the degrees of coarseness, and as they develop within the desire, then each next phase also includes within it all the preceding phases. So Bechina Aleph also has within it Bechinat Shoresh. Bet has Shoresh and Aleph before it. Gimel has Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, and Gimel. And Daled has Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and then comes Daled. Each Bechina, each phase includes all the preceding phases, and it adds to them. And the addition is what is important. So it turns out that there are kelim that can absorb within the Daled, as we say, that the Daled is the created being, the creature. So in the Shoresh, Aleph and Bet, within the Daled, up to half of Bet, those are vessels that are qualities that have absorbed the qualities of the light. Therefore, they can be closer to the correction, Israel. And the kelim that have the great coarseness, that they feel that that coarseness is connected with them, those are the kelim of the nations of the world that cannot correct themselves. There, in the part of Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, the light operates, and in the coarseness of Gimel and Daled, there the desire operates. It is what determines. Therefore, those parts of Israel can be corrected through the light, that the light operates on them, only they have to invite the light by themselves. They don't have to work against their ego by themselves. This is called the fewest of the nations, meaning that the will to receive is as if smaller. It doesn't stand in their way of coming closer to the Creator, and therefore they can invite upon themselves the action of the light, whereas Gimel and Daled are not capable of doing that, of inviting upon themselves the action of the light, because they cannot even think by themselves about these corrections. The coarseness of the will to receive is very great. However, on the side of the correction of creation, then certainly Gimel and Daled are those that have to be corrected. When we and the intention of the Creator is towards Aviyut Daled, coarseness Daled. This is the creature. And so Israel are just the passageway, the conduit within Malchut. Then we have this part that can absorb the qualities of the light, and through it, by integration and inclusion and scrutinies and connecting, it can correct the thick, coarse part. And from this stems the whole issue that the Israel are included with the nations of the world, and the nations of the world are included with Israel, what you just read, and through this we also have Hitkalelut, inclusion or integration, and that Hitkalelut comes from above, but following that comes the scrutiny, and that scrutiny has to be already by Israel, that part that is mixed, this part that is mixed, wherever it is in all the different places, it can draw to itself the light that reforms. And when it draws that light, it can soar out itself. Certainly, in order for it to want to draw the light that reforms, each one of them has to feel pressure from the Ahab, from the nations of the world, that it really needs that light, because by itself it doesn't need anything. So what determines for it to start with are the Golgalta and Enaim, the qualities of Bina, but when they are under pressure from the nations of the world, then they begin to feel that they must have the corrections. And then they evoke the light that reforms, and they start being corrected. Their correction is in them turning into a goof among everyone, which is called Galgalta Enayim. So that part, that shared desire that they built amongst them, is called Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. And then the connection between them, which they bring about, Chibur, connection is called Knesset Israel, the Assembly of Israel, or Malchut, or Shekhinah, divinity. Or in general, Israel, because this part is already aimed, directed towards the light. And the other part that cannot be corrected yet, and has been emptied a little bit from Israel, is Umot HaOlam, the nations of the world, and then during this time when Israel correct themselves, if Israel are concerned with the correction, then it turns out that during this time the surrounding light also operates on them. And then, relatively, they are, well, not satisfied, but in a kind of waiting. Whereas, if Israel don't correct themselves, then certainly they feel under pressure, and they pressure Israel even more, as we've seen in the previous drawing. The nations of the world, in any case, cause Israel to unite, either through the bad way or in a good way. Therefore, the correction is reciprocal until they reach Golgalta Enayim, and they begin to start correcting themselves, and later the nations of the world join, either that or, it depends on how whether they hasten time or not. We learned all of these things. I don't quite have much to add. I don't see any innovation here. If there are any questions, yes?
Yaakov from Germany is asking, how do we reach the control over the klipot, and what is this control?
It's like in every partsuf. We should always calculate, take into account the entire humanity as a single partsuf, because if we correct ourselves, then we have to realize that this is only as a passageway, and the correction is actually not for the part that can awaken, but rather for the part that cannot awaken. This is called always to bring contentment to the Creator. That can be done only on the condition that we keep the entire formula. And the entire formula consists as... here is the formula. I correct myself in order to connect with Israel, to correct it, and to correct the nations of the world. So here, there has to be a prayer that includes everything within it. This is ani, I, correcting myself in order to build myself together with the others, and this is called Israel, or Shekhinah, or Malchut, the corrected part. Israel. In order to connect with Umot HaOlam, the nations of the world, in order to reach bringing contentment to the Creator. Nachat Ruach Laboi. And a final act is an initial thought. This is where I begin. This is how I begin. And if not for that ending, for that conclusion of bringing contentment to the Creator, I wouldn't even start. Otherwise, this is called in order to receive. Yes.
A question of a student from Khadera. How do the nations of the world cause Israel to unite in a good way?
The moment that Israel begin to advance by correcting themselves, and then out of the fact that they were in hitkalelut, in integration, then through these pipes, the light also passes on to the nations of the world, and they feel that they are about to come closer to the light and to draw closer to the source. And therefore, according to the internality of the Kelim, they calm down, they pacify. We also have to realize that those Kelim of Gimel and Daled, the Daled of Aviyut, of coarseness, they are in helplessness. That other than the desire that dominates them, the will to receive, they have no connection, no possibility of inviting, drawing the light that reforms. And therefore, that relation, that attitude from the nations of the world towards Israel will subconsciously increase, intensify more and more to the extent that that part called Israel performed the correction. It becomes more and more relevant. We were going to see in the upcoming years how much the nations of the world, and in general the whole of humanity, will begin to be more and more sensitive to what is happening, to the way that Israel function. And it's not going to help us to be similar to them or to perform all kinds of actions of pretty people, bleeding hearts. You know, you can create all kinds of inventions of this world and all kinds of revelations and to be good and all of that. It has nothing to do with what you're expected to do. Subconsciously, they are looking for a connection with the source of creation. And they are not able of giving that up. And therefore, subconsciously, this will be the calculation. And we're going to see great troubles with all of our so-called friends, like the United States and so on. We won't be able to avoid that, because specifically with such countries, we will feel how much our situation is corrupted, spoiled. And we have to realize that it's completely not up to them. It only depends on us, on the extent to which we will fulfill our destiny and we will maintain our spiritual course, our spiritual direction, and accordingly we can 100% in a straight, direct manner, and we can really examine how much one depends on the other. We will determine their attitude towards us. Therefore, the fact that some corruption happens somewhere there in the American attitude towards us, it all depends on our actions. And if we see that the relationships are corrupted, and indeed they are getting worse in a consistent way, then we have to realize that this is because we have to correct ourselves, and as soon as possible, because the world is made in such a way that we depend on everyone. And this is because, indeed, internally, everyone depends on us. That's it. So there's not much here to, you know, not so much confusion here. You don't have to be, you know, a wise guy or something in order to realize that if we engage in what we have to engage, everyone helps us. If we don't engage in what we're supposed to engage, but rather we do their work or something else, then everyone is pressuring us, both from above and also from below. Yes?
Avishai from Ramot HaShavim is asking, the Klipa protects the fruit. How do the Klipot protect Israel?
The Klipa, the shell, guards the fruit if the fruit grows according to the need, according to the plan, and it exists correctly. And if not, the shell, the klipa, does not guard the fruit, and the fruit may be harmed, and it cannot function. So the guarding of the klipot over Israel can be their good work by Israel advancing correctly. The heart of ministers and kings in the hand of the Creator, that we don't have to be upset over, let's say, what happened with Bush or now Obama, or over all kinds of representatives that he has here in Israel, and so on. As I see that there are various troubles with, I think, Dan Shapiro. I hear about those things. Rather, everything depends on us. Simply, it's very clear-cut that instead of being upset and relating to the American relationship with us, their attitude towards us or anyone, including Ahmadinejad, we simply have to realize that in practice, we only need to engage in what we have to engage, which is our unique work in the world. There's nothing more than that, and then everything will change. You'll be taken over their shoulders. You'll be carried over their shoulders to build the shared kli, divinity.
You're saying now that the attitude of the nations of the world towards us right now, what we're seeing, which is changing, depends directly to our attitude, to our behavior.
Now, for sure. In earlier times also, but still, at all times, we also need to see that throughout the times, we also have to perform a certain different action. We had to break, and also it was well known before the destruction, not according to the indications, but it was known ahead of time, as Rabbi Akiva was laughing and said, finally, I see that this will actually happen. And now, for sure, soon, we're going to come to the complete correction, the complete redemption. So there is this general flow, where now we are already, as he says, as Bala Sulam says, at the entrance to the final correction, in the final generation. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, it's every generation, still, whatever happens, depends on Israel. And the attitude of the nations of the world towards them depends on that.
I always heard you say that we don't have the ability to know, to have like a connection between our work and even contrary. On the contrary, we might see even worse things.
That's correct. That's in the individual scrutinies. But if we were today, I mean, in the general work, it's not that way. If today we would have engaged in our work, in the collectively, we would have merited a different attitude. Also, as he says, that if we would have kept this and that, then no foreigner would have harmed us. Well, we have that. Never mind. The moment, well, not the moment, not at that moment, but if we would have changed our attitude towards our obligation, immediately we would have felt in a different way help from the nations of the world. I mean, we feel help from them, only in a way that is not so pleasant. But, I mean, what does it mean? If you would have engaged in a spiritual work, then you wouldn't have to engage in arming yourself and all kinds of problems that you have within the state and troubles with your neighbors, etc. That's it. So this way, you now have to, in a roundabout manner, to take care of things that are really not up to you to do them. Yes, Niv.
How should we arrange the proper attitude towards the fact that on one hand we have to correct the nations of the world, and on the other hand...
You don't have to correct them. You don't need to correct the nations of the world before you correct yourself, and you even have what to correct. Rather, the intention should be that we have to be Israel, meaning Yashar Kel, to bring contentment upon the Creator, and to bring contentment to the Creator, as we learn from the guest and the host, that the guest has to think about how does he do it, and for that he needs to perform certain actions to receive the desires and start from the smallest ones up to the greatest ones, not just to have a little bit of salad or some green leaves or, you know, peppers, rather also to eat the meat and the fish, and meaning using the desires of Gimel and Daled in order to bring contentment to the Creator. He has to think about how does he reach the entire meal. If it's indeed in order to bestow with devotion, then you think about the entire meal. And as much as it turns out for you, you're like a baby. You want everything. And what comes out? Well, that's fine. That's what comes out. But you want everything. That's how it has to be. Otherwise, it's not bestowal. And then you correct what comes to you for the meanwhile. But your intention is for everything, for sure. Clearly. And that's it. And then in such a way, there's nobody that would interrupt the work already, because everybody would only join and help. And they should be as a single union. Let's move on to the next part.
We're going to move to the second part of the lesson.